Today is Friday, February 8th. We're talking about the heated testimony expected at the Capitol today and the latest about the Green New Deal. Plus, Ford's big investment, who allegedly blackmailed Amazon CEO, and why scientists are altering DNA. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Controversial testimony expected today in the House. Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker is supposed to testify, although there was a bit of a standoff between Whitaker and Democrats yesterday. The committee voted to subpoena Whitaker if he decides not to show up. Well, Whitaker pushed back on that, saying he'd only testify if he was promised he would not be subpoenaed. So The Hill reports the House committee said, okay, we won't subpoena you if you show up. Assuming he does, he'll likely be asked about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation and his communication with the president about it. Remember, right now, as Attorney General, Whitaker is overseeing that investigation. But maybe not for long. President Trump nominated William Barr to take over as the permanent Attorney General. So far, the Senate Judiciary Committee has approved the nomination. Now the vote goes to the Senate floor, where it's likely Barr will be confirmed. Democrats are sharing more about the Green New Deal, a resolution that tackles climate change in a dramatic way. Reuters reports Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Ed Markey shared more about the plan this week, calling it the first step to find a solution. So what is it? Well, the main goal of the Green New Deal is to eliminate greenhouse gases and switch to 100% renewable zero-emission energy in the next 10 years. So it's pretty ambitious and dramatic. Plus, the goal is to create millions of high-wage jobs along the way. ABC News says the resolution is non-binding, which means if it does get a vote and it passes, it won't actually become law. But it's meant to be a way to spark conversation and make climate change a priority. There is a lot of support for the deal, but there's also a lot of criticism. Fox News reports some Republicans have said it's a socialist wish list, that it's unrealistic and unnecessary. President Trump does not think action is needed on climate change and has embraced oil, gas, and coal production instead. All right, brace yourselves. A second blast of cold air is coming. Temperatures could drop between 20 and 50 degrees between today and tomorrow. AccuWeather says the Northern Plains, Midwest, and the East Coast will all be hit by the cold temperatures. The good news, though, temperatures won't be as cold as some saw during the polar vortex, but the north central states will see the worst of it again. North Dakota, for example, will feel like 55 below. Ford is investing $1 billion into its Chicago assembly plant and hiring 500 more workers there. NBC News says the investment will allow Ford to make more Explorers, which are built in Chicago. Ford will also start building a new police vehicle and the Lincoln Aviator at the Chicago plant. It's part of a big restructuring that started last year. Ford has said it's dropping all passenger car models except the Mustang. The announcement comes just days after rival General Motors said it would lay off more than 4,000 people. SunTrust Bank and BB&T are merging, creating the sixth largest U.S. bank. The deal, valued at $66 billion, is the first major bank deal since the financial crisis of 2008. CNN says the new bank will have a new name, but SunTrust and BB&T have not said what it'll be just yet. Together, the banks will have more than $400 billion in assets and $300 billion in loans. The deal should close by the end of this year. More news still ahead, but a quick break for today's sponsor, BetterHelp. BetterHelp is a great way to connect with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. It's convenient, confidential, and affordable. If there's anything that stops you from being your best and happiest self, why not fix that? I like to think of it as going to the gym, but for your mind and your happiness. BetterHelp has licensed professional counselors who specialize in everything from grief to self-esteem to family conflicts. And you can communicate with them in whatever way works best for you. Text, chat, phone, and video. All you do is fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. And you can start talking with someone in less than 24 hours in a secure and affordable way. The best part? The Newsworthy listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code Newsworthy. Just go to betterhelp.com/newsworthy and get started. Why not try if you think it could help? That's betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Now, back to the news. Scientists think they've edited the first gene inside the body, which could treat diseases. but it's too soon to know if altering DNA definitely works. So far, so good, though. The Washington Post says scientists corrected the genes of two men with a rare disease using an IV. Scientists inserted copies of corrective genes and an editing tool into both men's DNA at very low levels. It's not clear yet if it's enough to work, but scientists plan to test a higher dose of treatment on more patients this year. German regulators told Facebook it cannot take data from users without permission. The New York Times reports Facebook has been combining user data from Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and other websites, and using that to personalize advertising. Well, Germany does not like it, saying Facebook puts users in a bad spot to either agree to submitting all their data or not using the site at all. Regulators say that is no longer allowed. And CNN says Facebook was told to come up with how to get users' permission, and if not, face a fine of up to $5.5 billion. Facebook plans to appeal. But this could cause some issues for Facebook if other countries follow suit. Amazon is investing in self-driving cars. There aren't a lot of details yet, but Wired reports Amazon is part of a $530 million investment in autonomous tech developer Aurora. CNBC says Aurora is working with Volkswagen and Hyundai to develop a self-driving car. Amazon says it's always looking for innovative and customer-obsessed companies, and also says self-driving cars could help Amazon employees be more productive. Well, speaking of Amazon, the company's CEO, Jeff Bezos, says he was blackmailed by a tabloid. The Wall Street Journal reports Bezos claims the National Enquirer threatened to release embarrassing photos of him if he continued with an investigation involving the tabloid. Bezos says he hired people to find out how the Enquirer got some of his personal text messages about his marriage before he announced his divorce. The Enquirer hasn't commented. Meantime, Woody Allen just filed a $68 million lawsuit against Amazon. Why? TechCrunch says it's over a four-part movie deal that Amazon backed out of. Amazon says it backed out because allegations resurfaced that Woody Allen abused his daughter. Allen says it's not true, and he wants his movie released. Gucci is apologizing for a sweater that some say is too similar to blackface. The black sweater has an oversized collar, and it can be pulled over your chin and nose with a cutout just for the mouth. AP News says Gucci got instant backlash and removed the nearly $900 sweater from its website and stores. Gucci says this is a powerful learning experience. Meantime, Adidas had to issue an apology as well. Quartz reports Adidas made a Black History Month shoe, but it's an all-white, uncaged version of its popular Ultra Boost sneaker. Uncaged means the shoe has a plastic overlay. But because of the all-white shoe color and the name of the uncaged model, it brought a lot of criticism. Adidas pulled the sneaker and apologized. All right, the Grammys are this weekend. Here's what you can expect. Performances by Kacey Musgraves, Cardi B, Lady Gaga, and more. And Vox says Diana Ross will also give a special performance to honor her 75th birthday. And there will be a tribute to Aretha Franklin, who died last summer. As for the awards, Kendrick Lamar leads with the most nominations. He has 8, including Album of the Year for the Black Panther soundtrack. Alicia Keys is hosting this year's Grammys. You can watch live on CBS this Sunday night. And that's it. Thank you so much for listening. And of course, if you want to read more about the stories we talked about, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com. From there, click episodes and look for today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.